This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Vasantino is singing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes live Jimmy Jones, Xander Deimos, and Fabio Caragliano. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino. And now, because she doesn't want to be a superhero because the costume would just mess up her hair, Josie Passantino.
Show. We're so glad you guys are joining us tonight. I hope you guys had a great week. I sure did. It was busy, but productive as always. So I'm just so excited. So I'll tell you what we'll do in the next couple of hours or so. Here's what I got planned. So tonight I look forward to speaking with my guest, Jiggly Jones, Xander Deimos, and I'll bring you my interview with Fabio Caragliano, all the way from Italy. And his music has hit the MTV website, which is really cool. We'll get to talk to him about that. So it's going to be a really great show. You'll get to hear our fun chat, some awesome music, and our disclaimer. Remember, we are live, so anything can happen, and it usually does. That's why we love our live shows, because you never know what can go wrong with technology. Thank you once again for coming to the show. I'm very, very, very excited about tonight. We have a lot of fun things planned. And you can check out our past episodes, our archives now. That's arranged by season after this show, so you can catch up and listen to all the past episodes. And all you have to do is just josieshow.com, josieshow.com, and it's arranged by season. You can visit our networks tab on our site. You could hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show and special edition episodes there. We're also rebroadcasted on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone on Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, located at www.fcnr.net. So you could hear a rebroadcast of our live show there as well. So there's many different places that you could check us out. So also, before we put on our first guest of the night, because I know he is here. I want to mention we currently have 13 special edition episodes up now, so you can check those out by going to our website, same website, josieshow.com, and click on the special editions tab on our website, and you can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price Tribute Show, our Ray Price full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself. That was a fun one. Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, Sheila Ray Charles, and Sammy Sadler, who survived the real murder on Music Row, and he shared a story and amazing music with us. All of our wonderful guests shared.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll have to excuse Josie tonight, because Josie and Tina broke yet another laptop computer. Fortunately, Tina did not take it apart, so there is hope.
Yes, it's true. So that's why we're working a little bit slower tonight, because we lack a computer. But it's okay. We still are going strong. And also on October 7th is our 14th episode with Kevin Skinner, who actually won America's Got Talent. So that's really, really cool. And on October 21st, our 15th special edition episode will bring you a live interview with Caroline Cole. I know you guys all love her, so I'm very excited to get the chance to interview her and play her music. All right, so now let me put on my first guest of the night. Everyone, please welcome Jiggly Jones to the show. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Jiggly. How are you?
Okay.
Good. I am so excited to be talking to you.
Yeah, the crowd's going wild out there, huh?
Yes, there you go.
And since you don't have a computer, that must have been, I was going to say, since you don't have a computer, that must have been real.
Yeah. Our computer, we are lacking a computer tonight, but it's okay. We'll figure it out. Yes, yes. You got to love technology.
Yes, very much.
Yeah, so I'm very excited to be talking with you. We're going to get to know you a little bit better and play your music tonight. It's going to be good.
Okay. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. Awesome, awesome. It's a good start then. It's a really good start. So I kind of want to rewind a little bit into the beginning, you know, with your earliest memory of making music. When did this kind of all start for you? When did you find your passion for music?
I would say in my late teens, you know, the teenage years really, you know, you should know that because it really brings out the music in people. You know, it's, I don't know whether it's just your peers are into that or what, but, you know, I played the clarinet when I was a little kid and I sang in the church choir and stuff. So, you know, it wasn't until my late teens when I got organized enough to really start doing this thing seriously.
Oh, wow. Awesome, awesome. So you've been really, you know, into it, and you're still going strong now. I mean, today, you're just,
right.
You keep rocking and rolling.
Yeah, I mean, I took a little bit of a hiatus from music for a few years and started a family and bought a house and all that normal stuff. So I've just gotten back into it as of, say, 2007 or so. So this project's about 6 years old now. So.
Wow, and we're glad you did.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I know you're enjoying it. For sure.
Yes, I am.
Yep. Yes, yes. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to as a child and still today listen to?
Well, when I grew up, my household was filled with classic rock. You know, my parents listened to that a lot, and I would say Neil Young really moved me at an earlier age. You know, I like James Taylor as a songwriter, and all kinds of stuff, the Allman Brothers, even some of the Led Zeppelin stuff, the more acoustic things especially. I like Mozart, I like heavy metal, you know, but I would say Neil Young and James Taylor, Tom Petty maybe.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I love your type of music, though. I mean, I'm a huge fan of your music, which is, it's just amazing.
Thank you.
And I love what you try to do when you songwrite. You describe it as, you know, making music that paints a picture for the listener, and
right.
Which is great. And is this something that you work towards, or is it something that just happens when you write? Like, I mean, does it just happen?
I would say it happens. I mean, I've been through a lot of different genres over the years and different bands and things, and you know, that kind of thing changes as you go. This particular project is really, it really brings me back to my roots, storytelling and lessons in life and things like that. You know, I am a parent now, so I get to really dig down deep into the meaning of life and things like that. So it comes out of me, I guess, in a natural way because of my setting at the moment.
Right, right. The, you know, when so much things are going on in your personal life, it's easy to kind of, you know, write what's in your heart, and that's what you do.
Right.
Which is important.
Yeah,
yeah. And genres, I mean, like you mentioned before, I mean, you love pretty much, you know, you love all genres. I mean, you just love music in general. But what do you normally create, you know? What's your normal go-to genre that you perform?
Well, they seem to have put me into the alternative country / Americana type of genre.
Right.
You know, like I said, it takes me back to my roots, you know, like with Neil Young and things like that. It's not necessarily country music. I try to create country music right down the center, and it just doesn't come out that way. I think I'm just a little bit twisted to the left, but you know, luckily there's a genre that's opened up. Country music is really broadening its base, you know, and I consider myself to be one of those tributaries that shoots off from the country river, so to speak.
Right, right. You got to do what you love. I mean, you got to, you know, perform and sing whatever, you know, whatever you want to sing, you know, and you do that. You just, you know, this is how I want to sound, and, you know, you get to it.
Right.
You do.
I mean, you have a certain niche that you're in, you know, and that's what you present.
Right. Exactly, exactly. Love it, love it. And, you know, like I said, I love your music, and we have a couple of your great songs tonight. Oh, and an extra one. So we total three. So that's awesome. That's awesome. Can you tell us about some of the music that you currently have out right now, kind of, you know, circling the airwaves and online and all that fun stuff? What do you got out there now?
Well, I'm currently promoting my EP. It's called No Spring Chicken, which means I'm not your age.
And,
I'm not young, that young anymore. Anyway, I wish I was, but you know, and it's a 4-song EP. It actually has a Christmas song on that, and I can't wait to let that thing fly in a couple months here. It's probably one of my favorite ones on the record. But right now, the single that we're promoting is called Ain't That Alright. We've already gone through one single. It was called Baby Blue, and we're on to the second single now. So that's pretty much what's being promoted now. In January, I plan on starting the recording of a new record, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. You have to let us know when that one comes out as well. We'd love to promote it. That's amazing.
I will.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, well, I love that, and I love the name of the EP. It's perfect. And I love the songs on them. They're amazing. And so your first one here that we are going to play tonight is called Ain't That All Right, and let's play that now, okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Let's do that right now. Ain't That All Right by Jiggly Jones, and be right back with him in just a moment. Other music, your new EP, where can we go?
I say the easiest thing to do would be to go to my website, JiglyJones.com. You can branch out from there and do all kinds of stuff, videos, and you could purchase from iTunes, and you can actually free stream it through SoundCloud, things like that. So the easiest thing to do is just go to the website.
Perfect. Yes, that's your one-stop shop for all Jiggly Jones. Do it.
Exactly.
Yes. Amazing, amazing. And you also, you know, post all of your latest news on there and everything, so you can just, keep up to date with that. And also, I know that you are on social networking sites as well. So which ones would you say are the best ones to reach you at and get, your new fans get to chat with you?
I would say Facebook. I mean,
yeah.
I use Twitter once in a while, but I think my manager uses Twitter more than I do. So he puts a lot of comments on my Twitter for me. But I don't feel like I have that much to say half the time. So,
right.
But Facebook, yeah, I'd say Facebook's definitely the best one.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Yeah, you gotta love Facebook. Gotta
right.
love it. Yes, yes. And I was also a little fun question here for you. Who have you met so far that has made the biggest impression on you in your career? Who would you say? Who is someone that you really enjoyed meeting?
Wow. I actually became friends with a producer in Nashville over the years named Terry Wendt. He used to work with, I think he was the original pedal steel player for Shania Twain. And,
oh, wow.
I've done some recording with him, and he's a really great guy, and he has quite the resume in the music world. So I would say that he's the person that I've gotten the closest to anyway, as far as the industry and thing.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. And what's the best advice that you've ever been given that you could share with all of our fellow listeners out there?
I would say persevere, and I use that on a daily basis. It's just a tough business, and you know that, to get involved in. And the ones that end up on the good side of things are usually those who really stick to it for years and years. And it's very important to, if you have the passion for it, to keep it going.
Amen. Listen to Jiggly Jones. Do it. Love it. That's amazing, amazing advice for everybody out there. No matter what you do, you could follow that advice. And,
right.
Yes, and we have your next song tonight called Baby Blue, which you mentioned earlier on the show, so I'm very excited to play this one as well.
Okay.
Yes,
very cool.
Yes, so let's do that right now. Baby Blue.
Yeah.
and we're back with him right now. So I have another fun question here for you. Is there a most amazing experience while performing that kind of stands out for you? Have you ever had a performance that, you know, just the best thing happened, whether it be, you know, a fan came up to you with an amazing, you know, moment, or I don't know. What's your favorite performing memory?
Wow. Off the top of my head, because it only happened about a week and a half ago, I don't know if I really like this or not, but it was something that was sort of funny when it was all over with. I was playing at the Dewey Beach Music Conference down in Delaware along the beach there, the Atlantic Ocean there, and a fight broke out right in front of me. So,
oh man!
I was trying to perform, and these guys were tumbling around like right on top. I mean, I'm talking literally on top of me, and I continued to play, you know, hoping and praying that they weren't going to land on me and snap my guitar neck, you know. But it got broken up, and I didn't miss a beat. I finished the whole song, and when it was over, and they walked the guy out of the building, everybody gave me a standing ovation for finishing the song without stopping.
Right.
So, you know, we all had a good laugh after that. So it was sort of funny, you know, when it was all done. But there's been many things over the years, but since that happened recently, I figured I'd bring that up.
Wow. Well, that's professionalism on your part. I mean, you kept going. You didn't skip a beat. So you're good. You did it good. Wow. I mean, I would have just said, can't you just enjoy the music, people?
Right.
Oh, that's funny. That is crazy. But you handled it good, which is all that matters.
Yeah.
Wow. And also, another fun question for you. When you're performing, have you ever had an embarrassing onstage moment that you can recall? Anything that just did not go as planned?
Well, I guess it was last year. I have a 2-year-old son. Actually, the song Baby Blue was inspired by his birth. So ironically, I'll tell you this story. I was playing at a coffee house up near where I live here, and he was there. It was an all-ages show, along with my two daughters. They were there. They don't get to see me play that much because most of the times you're playing in places that are over 21. And in the middle of my one set, in the middle of my one song, my son somehow got up on stage and started acting the fool in front of everybody. So I tried to hold on, but I couldn't. So I actually stopped dead in the middle of the song, which I've never done before,
right.
In the middle of the fight there. And everybody just started laughing. It was a really cool moment that was captured on film and everything. My photographer was there, and he caught the whole thing in sequence. So it was really neat. And you know, after the show, everybody said that and we called my little one, his name is Wesley, we call him Wiggly Jones. And
That's a good one.
They pretty much said that he stole the show. So that turned out really cool.
Wow. Well, you might have a star on your hands because he wants the spotlight already. So.
Right. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. That is adorable. Oh, my goodness. I love it. See, well, that's a good embarrassing moment. That's a good one.
Right.
That's on the good list. Yes, definitely. Aw, that's adorable. I think that's amazing, and I think what you do is amazing. We still have one last song of yours where we're going to get kind of in the Christmassy spirit.
All right.
A little bit early this year, but hey, it doesn't matter. But before we get to that one last fun question here for you. Before we get on to the song, what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? I know that you're a dad, so that definitely, you know, kind of...
Yeah, that pretty much takes up all my free time. So, you know,
right.
That's one of the reasons why I'm a solo artist, because having the kids and stuff, you know, I can pick up the guitar for 10 minutes here and 10 minutes there. If I had a band, then I had to schedule a lot of rehearsals and things, which would be harder to do, so... you know, that works out good. I would say playing with my kids, doing things with them. I mean, my one daughter plays soccer, and my other plays softball, and you know, chasing the 2-year-old around the house and around the yard is pretty much what I do with my spare time. So there you go.
Love it. Spending time with the family, always important.
Yeah.
You have a good balance.
Thank you.
Nice. Nice. I love it. And I am so excited to kind of get Christmas started here early. So let's do it. Christmas 365, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Let's do it. All right, Christmas 365. Be right back. For coming on the show. I enjoyed chatting with you tonight.
Sure, same here. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. And when that new EP comes out, you'll have to let me know, and we'll have you back on. It doesn't matter. You're welcome anytime.
Okay, I definitely will do that.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. We'll chat with you real soon, okay?
Okay, Josie, you take care now. Thank you.
You too. You too. Thank you so much. Bye.
Sure. Bye.
Bye. Jiggly Jones, everyone. Yes, Jiggly Jones. That was amazing. I had so much fun chatting with him. And now we have Xander Demos coming on here. So, everyone, please welcome Xander to the show. Yeah.
Hey, Josie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Woo! I am having a great, great time. I'm very excited to have you back on the show to catch up with you.
Yeah, it has been quite a long time.
It has been. It has been. I know you have a lot of things going on from the last time we chatted, so we got a lot to cover.
Okay, cool.
Yes, yes. I want to first off mention you are a metal guitarist, and which
yep.
I think is very, very cool. Do you remember when you first picked up a guitar? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was 1982, pretty much based on the glory days of MTV and when they actually played music videos and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually what started me on the road. It was pretty much just seeing like all the metal videos, you know, from back then, like hard rock, you know, which now classic rock stuff. But that's what it was.
Oh wow! You seen it, and you were kind of just like, I want to do that too, and you got right to it.
Yeah, that is pretty much what happened. It was sort of like guitar envy.
Yes, it's fate. It's true. It's true. And are you self-taught, or did you take classes for it?
Yeah, no, you know what, I did take some lessons. I took some mm-hmm. formal lessons to get acclimated with, you know, certain aspects of playing, you know, to basically get and sort of involve myself in, you know, some kind of, like, instruction on like, music theory and things like that. Then
mm-hmm.
there was a certain things, like, you know, everybody is different, so my hands were shaped differently than one guitar teacher may have been or something like that, and you know, like I have like wide hands, but not my fingers aren't terribly long, right? So I had to like learn how to do certain things that other guitar players could do, you know, that had the physical capability. So I did teach myself like a lot of different things. And then I just kind of started to become, you know, doing my own style or, you know, started evolving my own style, which was just, you know, like a lot of the two-handed stuff, but not like the Eddie Van Halen type of playing, but more like, you know, just where it sounds more like a keyboard, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Well, your work definitely pays off. My producer actually just said, when you were talking, she said he is an unbelievable guitarist. She thinks you're amazing, so you got a fan back here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so your work pays off for sure. Amazing, amazing. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to and listen to?
Well, I mean, in the beginning, it was, you know, like Eddie Van Halen, Brad Gillis from Night Ranger and Ozzy Osbourne, you know, Tom Scholz from Boston, Neil Sean from Journey. That was what really kind of got me started off, and as the 80s sort of wore on, I got into, like, all of the, what they call the shrapnel guys, like the, you know, like the shredders, you know, Yngwie and Paul Gilbert and Vinnie Moore, Tony McAlpine, those guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good list. That's a strong list. And you, I'm just beyond amazed by you, because you do so many great things. And if I understand correctly, you play more than 100 times a year and do many collaborations, which not a lot of people do all that. And can you tell us a little bit about that? What kind of drew you to collaborations and you perform so much? What kind of drew you to that?
Well, basically, that was a lot, you know, due in part to, like, one of the tribute bands and then, like, one of the cover bands I was in. We were out there quite a bit. This year has settled down a little bit. I've been kind of picking and choosing my battles wisely with live performing and stuff. As far as collaborations go, I'm trying to do that as much as possible. I'm really trying to, you know, I mean, basically lending solos and guitar playing to as many, you know, artists, every kind of genre of music that they would, you know, that they would want. A lot of times people just say, hey, we want like a rock solo here. Can you go ahead and add something? And, you know, a lot of times it's like, you know, it's all done through favors too. A lot of people are, you know, I might meet them at a gig that I'm doing and they say, hey, look, we want someone to come in and do like something different than what our guitar player does. You know, would you mind, you know, stepping in? So, I mean, that's where all the collaboration is coming in, and hopefully I get to do a lot more of it.
Yeah, you really enjoy the collaborations. They're much more, you know, do you find them more exciting, more easier than when you're just solo, or what do you think? They're probably more high energy, I assume.
Well, I mean, it's you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. I don't really have a preference, I don't think. I mean, I enjoy performing, but I also like sitting in my studio and noodling around and, you know, and trying to come up with something for either myself or for somebody else. I mean, I like the challenge because a lot of times, you know, I'm doing solos for for, you know, bands or artists that may not be doing the same type of style that I might be doing. And because of that, you know, I end up with I end up pushing myself to do something that, like I said, I may not have tried before. So it's kind of cool.
Right, that is really cool. I love though that you go out of your way kind of just to help. You know, if someone you know asks, you know, I kind of want, you know, something new, a new sound or whatever. You're right there, and you'll help them out. I think that's really cool. Not a lot of artists kind of help out the way you do. You know, it's awesome.
Yeah, I love doing it. I like being that guy.
Yeah, you're awesome being that guy. So amazing, amazing. And also another thing here that I want to mention, you have many accomplishments, including nominations and wins, such as your nomination in the Iron City Rock Music Awards for Best Guitarist, which is such an honor. Can you share with us a little bit about that? And, you know, when you first found out about it, I'm you were probably surprised and happy.
Yeah, it was nice to be nominated. I didn't win it, which is fine. I mean, I'm not really, you know, a lot of times you get nominated for stuff like that, you don't realize that, you know, somebody nominated you. But it was pretty cool that to be selected. Because it wasn't something that myself or my manager or anybody else, you know, said, hey, can you put Xander on that, you know, on that poll or something like that. So somebody just said, hey, look, we know this guy is a good player around the area, and, you know, he's one of the better ones, so let's put it out there. And I got, you know, I got beat out by, you know, a player that was a national player at the time, that time I was nominated, which was Nick Canton. He's from Black Rebel Society. And him and I come from two different styles of playing, but, I mean, you know, he's got more of a crossover appeal than I do. I appeal more to the shredders, and he appeals more to, like, the rock, you know, the modern rock guys, stuff like that.
Right, right. Wow. Well, I think that's what means the most is when you're, you know, kind of nominated in by fans. I mean, that's
right.
The big thing, you know, which is really, really amazing. And congratulations, too, for being nominated. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Yes. Big congrats. Big congrats. And can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now? Tell us a little bit about what's kind of circling the web and the airwaves.
What I have going on right now?
Yeah, what's been going on with your
with basically, well, I've just been in touch with one of the guys that has been doing some mixing for the new album, and we're kind of going back and forth. I'm seeing his text pop up as I'm talking to you. I have a song called Dancing Through Daggers, which is basically the title track of the new album I'm putting out next year, like early next year. And he is... we're going back and forth with the mixes and all that stuff. So that is going on, and what we're going to do is we're going to be releasing an EP hopefully around the time of the NAMM show in January out in L.A. And if not, we're going to try and get the full album out by April of 2014. That should put us right on schedule, like, you know, about 2 years from the last release. So that's basically the big things we have going on right now. I mean, I just did the solo for Modern Superstar. And then we have a couple festivals that we're going to be going out to in close to the end of the month, about 2 weeks away, out in Nebraska and Colorado. So that's some of the big things we have going on.
Oh, wow. That's amazing, amazing. I love that. And I'm very, very excited. That the name of your next project sounds awesome. Very unique. I like it. It's going to be good.
Thank you.
It's going to be good. Yeah. Let us know when that comes out so we can promote it. We love it.
Absolutely. Well, like, as soon as the song comes out, well, we have a, Mike and I have already talked, you know, with people that I've interviewed with. We're going to send them a cut of that so they can, you know, push that.
Sure.
If you guys are interested, so that'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Definitely interested. Perfect, perfect. We would love that. We'd love to promote whatever you'd love to promote. It's all good.
Okay, cool.
Yes, yes. And so I want to play your first song of the night here called Under a Darkened Sky. So we will be right back, and we could talk a little bit about, you know, the inspiration behind this song when we get back, okay?
That sounds good.
Perfect, perfect. So let's play that now, Under a Darkened Sky by Xander Demos, and we'll be right back.
Under a
was Under a Darkened Sky by Xander Demos. We're back with him right now. Yes, indeedy. And I'm very, you know, I love this song. Can you tell us a little bit about this song, a little bit about kind of the background, your inspiration behind it, all that fun stuff?
Yeah, the inspiration behind that song is actually kind of simple. I was I wrote the melody. I wrote, like, all the chords and the whole progression, like, sitting around watching reruns on TV one day. And then I'm not really much of a lyricist, but I basically took it upon myself to start writing down some themes. And it was originally about the Matrix trilogy, because the Matrix trilogy had just ended. So it was like, you know, remember how the Matrix Reloaded and Revolutions had come out? Like, only, like, 6 months apart. So I was, like, throwing some ideas down, and then my vocalist, he basically had come up with some lyrics, but he changed them around a little bit to be more, like, spiritual kind of, you know, outworldly kind of thing. So it's a, you know, a little bit of all that stuff is in that song. That's sort of like the history of it. Not too exciting, but
awesome.
At least now you know.
Yeah, exactly. Such a great song. And for those who want to purchase this song along with all of your others, can you please give us, you know, the best places that we can go to purchase your music?
Yeah, there's a couple places I recommend, of course, are Amazon and iTunes. If you go there, you can buy it from there. Whenever I get paid for my album purchases, I donate a small portion to the ASPCA. And then the other place you can go get it, if you want a physical copy of the CD, we're still working on a distribution deal that's going to be national. But since that's not out yet, I'm still distributing it independently through my website. So if you go to xanderdemos.com, you can get the actual physical copy. A lot of people like the digital downloads because of iPods, iPhones, all that kind of stuff. But some people like the physical copies of CDs, and therefore you can go ahead and get it right off my website.
Perfect. So you have many different options for fans who, you know, like the hard copy and who like the digital download. So it's a win.
Nice.
Perfect. Perfect. So also, I know you're on social networking sites as well, so can you give out the best one where people can chat with you and keep up with your latest news?
Facebook is probably your best bet. If you go to facebook.com/xanderdemosmusic, you'll get to my fan page, and I usually am the one who usually answer all the posts when they're directed at me personally and stuff, so that's probably the best place to catch me.
Perfect, perfect. So they're reaching you. They're not reaching, you know, a manager or anything like that. They're reaching you, which is perfect.
No, I check it at least twice a day, like morning and night.
Sweet, sweet. That's how you got to be. I like it. I like it. So please, everyone, make sure you add him there on Facebook or I guess like on the fan page for sure. So do that. And so also we have another song of yours tonight called Guitarcadia. Am I saying that right? I hope so.
Guitarcadia, yes, that's the title track of the last album.
Perfect. I like it. I like it. So let's just play it right now, okay? Let's do it.
That sounds good.
Sounds great. Here we go. Guitarcadia by Xander Demos. Be right back.
Thank you.
that was Guitar Kaya. I love it. Oh, my goodness. That guitar gives me goosebumps. It's amazing. It's incredible. Great work. I love it. Yes, yes. It's just, oh, goodness. It's so good. It's so good. And I want to mention here that you do quite a bit of support work for animals, which I, of course, had to mention because we are huge animal fanatics and just we love it. Can you tell us a little bit about your work with this?
Yeah, I've always been a big, like, animal advocate and all that kind of stuff. And I think Sarah McLachlan's commercials that ruined my day one time probably had a big effect on that. And so I decided, you know, like, I have a regular job already, so it wasn't like I was trying to, I'm not expecting to become a millionaire off of selling albums, you know. I'm not Lady Gaga. So I basically decided to do something good, you know, good with it. And, you know, I'm honored that anybody would go out of their way to buy one of my albums. And that's one of the ways I can give back.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I love that. Those are my favorite things is when someone, you know, uses their music and then sells it and then half of the money goes to, you know, support work for, you know, animals or people or whatever it is. So, yeah, those are my favorite. And my producer's telling me that I think that I'm talking to myself because did we lose him? Uh-oh. The technology.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of noise in the background and... We may have lost him, but I think we might have him back, so bear with
did
me.
Did we?
I'm back.
Are you back? Okay.
Technology, I
yeah,
tell you. Technology.
I saw my bars disappear.
Oh, my goodness. It is no problem. We know how that is. We know how that is for sure. But, yeah, I was just saying, you know, I love the music, how it is, you know, when you sell it and then half the money goes to, you know, animals or... you know, kids or whatever. I love that kind of stuff. It's a win-win, you know? Incredible. I like it. More people should do that.
Yes, they should.
And also, the last question here for you, because we are running out of time, but I do want to ask this question because it is my favorite question.
Sure.
This funny question. So do you have an embarrassing onstage moment that you can recall and share with us? Anything that happens live and in person that you cannot control? Like you know, getting disconnected?
You know what? It's kind of funny that you asked that because I really didn't have too many until just recently we had a little bit of a snafu at one of our shows. Our vocalist, we were playing Pull Me Under by Dream Theater, and there's a part in the song where the whole music stops and it just kind of like, you know, it sets the tone for the rest of the song. He forgot his line and he forgot to sing like the most important part of the song. And then all of a sudden it's just like, I almost turned to the guys and I was going to say, okay, let's just play this off like we meant to do that. But it didn't work. Then everybody just kept playing and I'm like, wow, we just totally train wrecked this tune. But, you know, luckily musically we were pretty tight and he caught on the rest of the song. So it was kind of an embarrassing moment. It's sort of funny because ever since I've been doing this interview, these types of interviews, every time somebody asked me a question, I never really had a good answer for them because I didn't really have like a whole lot of embarrassing things. Like the last one that happened, which I didn't think was embarrassing actually, was when I was 21 years old, I was playing on stage with a band that we had a bunch of strippers that came up on stage and were dancing with us, and they were like oil wrestlers, and they got me all oily, and I ended up falling off the stage into the oil, which wasn't embarrassing. It was actually kind of funny.
Right.
You know?
Right. As long as you weren't hurt in the process, then it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys. What's
That's
the address
funny.
Of that bar?
Oh, my God.
Nice,
Alan. Nice. I knew he was going to say that, too. But, wow. Wow. It's not that embarrassing. It's not that bad, but funny. It is
fun. Yeah, right.
Wow. Wow. And I thank you so much for sharing those stuff. I mean, with it being live and all, I had to imagine, you know, you've seen some stuff. So.
I run a pretty tight ship, though. I usually when something happens embarrassing, it's gonna be something like falling off of a stage or something like that. So.
Right.
Usually I make sure my gear is 100% intact. I'm very anal about that and very
Yeah.
Very Nazi-ish about making sure everything works, you know, like the way it's supposed to. So,
good.
Nothing, no bad gear mishaps yet. But now that I've said that, watch, something will happen.
No. Let's not jinx them. No. No. You are good. I had so much fun chatting with you again, and we'd love to have you back on anytime.
Thanks, Josie. I appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate it, too. Thank you so, so much. We'll chat with you again real soon. I guarantee it.
Sounds good. You guys have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you so much. You, too. You,
all
too.
Right.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Xander Demo. So much fun. We've had two amazing guests, and we're not done yet. We have a third guest in the house that I'm very, very excited. It's a wonderful interview that we're going to get to play, so I'm very excited for you all to hear it. It went amazing, so I'm very excited. Okay, so now let's put it on, everyone, my interview with Fabio Cariano, who's in Italy. So here's our interview. I hope you enjoy it. Okay, now joining me all the way from Italy, please welcome my wonderful guest. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. I'm Fabio Caragliano from Italy. Nice to meet you. And hello to everybody.
Hello. It's so nice to meet you. I'm very excited to chat with you tonight.
I'm excited, too.
Absolutely. So I know that you are a singer, you're a songwriter, and a producer. Wow.
Yeah.
You wear many hats. You do a lot of things.
I like to be a complete artist. I like to do everything connected with music, produce it, songwrite the song, and sing the song. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I put all my effort on the things that I'm doing now.
Right, right. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. You know, and I kind of want to start a little bit at the beginning here, you know, with your earliest memory of making music. When did this all start for you?
Oh, my gosh. All started when I was 16. Yeah, in that moment, I stopped to play video games, and I said, okay, I have to make something to change my life. I started to, like, to compose music, to play piano. I said, okay, let's try to make some songs. And the first song that I wrote was like dance style, house style. And about when it was 2007, it was released, my first vinyl was Italo dance style. And it was released all over Europe, then in different compilation too. Then from that kind of music that has many good review from the DJs, I started to make also pop music, and that's why I founded my band that's called Carrie. And I started to make pop Italian music, and it was released also an album, and a song was released also in the compilation of Italy and Inter Football Club.
Wow!
And after that great experience, and after we made this video, that because I made the video and the song dedicated to World Cup 2010. And do you remember the demo of that period that was Umula Mamma Mamma Mia?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's from my song.
That's awesome. Wow, that's so cool. And you sounded great, by the way, just now, I got to say. That sounded awesome. I love it. I love it. And, you know, who are your biggest musical influences growing up and still? Who do you love to listen to?
I love Coldplay. I love John Mayer. I love
yes.
that artist. Yeah. And also I like, for example, Ne-Yo R&B style.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Also Blake Shelton. I like it a lot.
Oh, yes. Me too. Oh, yes, yes, Blake Shelton for sure. And, you know, I absolutely love that you love all sorts of genres. But can you tell us a little bit about the genres or genre of music that you work on? What would you say?
Yeah, I'm working on, you know, some happy music like country and pop style because mm-hmm. I like to put my happiness in the song. I want to communicate this to the people that is listening to this song. That's why I put also ukulele in that song. That I
That's awesome. I love. There's not a lot of ukulele in songs nowadays, so I like that you incorporate that into your songs.
Yeah.
And that's really, really cool.
Because when I wrote the song, I imagined to be on a beach, you know, lying on the sand and write, play the ukulele, watching the sea.
Yes. Wow. That's amazing. And I love that. I think that sounds amazing. And you have such great, great songs out, you know, including your new song, Nothing Gets Me Down. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, when I wrote that song, you know, I was to put like happy style on the music. But when I wrote down the lyrics, I tried to imagine something. I wanted to communicate something to the people because I said, okay, you want to achieve your own goal in your life. You have to put all your strength. You have to put you all because you mm-hmm. have to get that. You have to achieve that goal.
Mhm. True. That's true. I love that. I think that's such a great message to the listeners. You know what I mean? It's very important. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Yes. And also, another little thing here that I wanted to mention, which I thought was really, really cool, I understand that you are on the MTV website, which is so exciting. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. I'm so happy to be on MTV website. And I hope that they will... also put my song, my video on TV, and that will be great for me, for promotion, you know?
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's amazing. When you first found out that you were on that website, what was your reaction?
My gosh, what the hell?
I know.
That was great. And I had to put it on Facebook immediately.
Yes, you have to. I love that. That's amazing. I can imagine your reaction. I bet it was a huge surprise.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so cool. And for all of the new fans out there of yours, you know, new listeners that are going to hear you on this show and be like, oh, I want to get his music, where could we go to purchase all of your music?
Oh, my music can be purchased on iTunes, Amazon, and you can listen it also on Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So there's a lot of different ways that people can buy
it. Yeah, also Google Play and many others.
Perfect. So just make sure you type in his name and then you'll easily get to it. Can you spell out your name real quick for
okay,
people?
Okay, I will tell it very slow. Fabio Carayano. I know that it's quite different how do you pronounce it. Maybe you should pronounce it in American style. So maybe people could understand it better.
Okay, so let's see. Fabio Carellano?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I can't do it.
That's why I decided to... Okay, I will choose my surname as my name artist because it's so difficult to remember, but people will enjoy to read it.
Right. I really absolutely love your name. I'm bad at pronouncing names, all names. But I absolutely love your name. And you did it in slow motion, so people definitely will get it.
Okay. Fabio Carayano.
Carayano.
Yeah, great.
Awesome. So do it, people. Search. Awesome. And also, can you give everyone the links to any websites you have or social networking sites? I know you're on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. You can search my name and surname on Facebook. You can find me also fabiocarayano.com. And there is my website where you can find my video, my live gig, and all the songs that I've wrote till now.
Perfect. So that's your like one-stop shop, everybody. The website is, you know, your place to go for all of your information. It's all right there on the website. And also Facebook to chat with you, and you also post everything that goes on in your life there too. So
yeah, people could add me also there, and for me it will be a great pleasure.
Yeah, make sure you add him. Become a friend, a fan. Do it. I love it. And so also, what I want to know is, can you share with us any upcoming projects that you're working on? Are you working on anything?
Yeah, in October, we'll come American gospel singer.
Oh, yeah!
We will come to Italy, and we will make a project together. We will record the song together. We will shoot the video together here in Italy. And we will promote the song, and you will be the first one that will have the song.
That's awesome. That would be amazing.
And the name of this artist, he is a gospel singer from America, is Anthony Faulkner.
Oh, wow. That's going to be amazing. I can't wait to hear it. Wow. That's fantastic. And, you know, also a fun little question here for you before we go. We're running out of time here. But I was wondering, what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? What are some hobbies or fun stuff you like to do in Italy?
For example, when I write my music, I like to start from, you know, when I compose it, from piano, then I put down random words, you know, and then, okay, I said, okay, that is the right melody, and then I start to write down the lyrics on the song. And then I said, okay, until I feel all my skin up, I try to repeat it, and then when it's okay, I said, that is it.
Yeah, so music definitely is just your heart, and that's how you make all your music. That's so cool. I love how you do that. Very neat. You have like a technique.
Yeah. That is my technique.
I like it. It's a good technique. I think it's amazing, and I absolutely love your music. And one more time, can you please just give everybody your website?
Okay, sure. FabioCaragliano.com.
.com. Perfect. So everyone, please go to the website and check out Fabio. And I think you were amazing. And thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much to you, too.
Thank you. And we'll chat soon. We have Facebook. We're good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Well, that was awesome. That was Josie's interview with Fabio.
Yes, Caragliano.
See if I said that right.
And I hope you guys enjoyed the interview that we had. He lives in Italy, and we had a really, you know, usually we have really bad reception with, you know, Skype, which what we use. But it went so well. We, you know, it was great quality. And also, I've had so much fun talking with Fabio. He was so sweet, so amazing. I had so much fun chatting with him. It was such a great interview. And now we have music of his that we are going to play.
Hey, guys, absolutely. Did you get me that address of that bar?
Oh, goodness gracious.
He still wants the address to that. So you're going to need...
Slippery fall on you?
Xander, you're gonna have to give Alan the address now.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to play Fabio's song. But before
Let's
we do that, I want to go ahead and I want to spell out his last name because I know we're having the dog of a time trying to say it. So his last name is actually spelled Caragliano. You can find him on Facebook and also on his website. So go ahead and check him out on Facebook, and then you'll get to see all of the different sites that he has up. And he's even on the MTV website as well, so you'll be able to see that too. Let's go ahead and let's play his song right now.
Yeah.
Here he is, Fabio, with Nothing Gets Me Down. Here we go.
Play it.
I'm giving all myself, I wanna be something greater. Giving all myself today, I'm getting what I'm waiting for. I'm giving all my strength, ambition and patience too. Now I'm gonna spend my life as I've always wanted to. Something to say, there's just a thing to say. Favorite song, running like I never do. And I'm with it, I'm feeling electricity. I'm like a soldier that can resist all kind of weather. Nothing cooler than a stupid study just across the sky. There's just something to say, there's just something to say. I'm getting what I want, nothing gets me down. I woke up when the sun. I'm the builder of my house, and I'm the scientist of my long life for sure. I was something that makes me feel much better, and I won't be afraid no more.
Nothing Gets Me Down.
Yes, it was. I loved it, and I loved all of my guests tonight. We had three wonderful, wonderful talents on our show, Jiggly Jones, Xander Demos, and also Fabio Cariano, and it was so, so great. These three talents, please make sure you check them out after the show and see everything that they're going on, everything that's going on in their lives. Hello, Peanut. How are you?
Hey, I got a joke.
Okay. I'm scared.
What do you get when you cross an elephant and Taco Bell?
What?
I don't know, but I wouldn't want to use the bathroom when he's done.
Nice, nice. I could just imagine that, but that would probably be something. Peanut, go to your tree. You're in timeout. Go to your tree. Nice, nice. Well, on that note, we had a really great show. So make sure that you check out all three of our guests, what they've got going on in their lives. Chat with them and check out their music and purchase it if you like it. And I know you will, so make sure you check it all out. Now, before we go here, I just want to mention we should actually do the VIP
Hey.
Message. Oh,
hey,
goodness, Josie. He's back. Yeah, didn't I tell
you
you were supposed to be in your tree?
A goat and a goat and an owl.
What?
A hoot nanny.
Oh, that's actually. My purse is like laughing more. Oh my goodness. Nice. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. Mhm. Mhm.
Hey, what do you get when you cross Tina and a computer?
Oh, what?
I don't know, but it's never going to work again.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Especially in this house.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got another computer coming to your tree for repair.
<Yes. laughs> We're sending it away. Woo! But we should actually get to the VIP members.
Let's get to the VIP members before we run out of time here. So, first, let me tell you where you can find our VIP members. And in the very same spot, if you're an artist, you can become a VIP member as well. Just go to josieshow.com, josieshow.com. Right up at the top, you'll see a bunch of tabs, and one of those tabs says VIP members. Click right there, and it's going to take you to the VIP page.
VIP!
That's right. And right up at the top of the page, takes 2 seconds. You can go ahead and sign up and become a VIP member. And after you take that 2 seconds to sign up, we give you an entire year of radio promotion. That's
hey,
right.
Guys,
and
how come you haven't
on
mentioned what October is?
What?
October
is
that's
official
our
Squirrel Appreciation Month.
Oh, there you go. Well, let's put squirrel on.
Is it really? Or did you make that up?
Yeah, no, it really is.
That was cute on that.
Okay. So,
but
now
yes.
Let me go ahead and tell everybody about our VIP members here at the Josie Show. We just take ownership. That's what we do here. All right, so very first, Tim Garman. Let me tell you about him. You can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. Also remember, all of these artists are on Facebook. Earlier this week, Josie posted on her personal page all of their Facebook connections so that you can hook up with them. But you can find Tim Garman at timgarmanmusic.com. Next, we have Vince Anthony, besides finding him on our page and Facebook and certainly hearing their music, also on our radio station, Country Blast Radio, every day. You can find Vince Anthony at vinceanthonyonline.com. Next, Larry J. Massey. Larry has come out with a brand new single. It's actually on Josie's personal Facebook page right now. We will go ahead and spread it around to our other pages. But if you just can't wait, go to facebook.com/Josie1995.
Josie 1995.
Josie 1995. You're probably all friends with her on there already, but if you aren't, go ahead,
yes,
send her a friend request, and you'll see his very new single right there. And we'll put it in a couple other places for you to find, too, on the Josie Show Facebook sites. So great, great music, but you can find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. Next, we have Wayne Jacobs. Wayne Jacobs, you can find all over Facebook as well, and you can find him at his page, waynejacobs.com. We have a brand new VIP member that we're getting ready to add to the site as well. His name is Rick Seaman. He does an awesome job, lots of music, lots of writing. So we'll be adding him to the site very shortly. But in the meantime, if you go ahead and you type in Rick Seaman in Facebook in the search bar, you will be able to find him. And we also made sure that we added his link to Josie's Facebook page as well. So you can just click right there and go to his site and find out what he has going on. And soon we'll go ahead
and we should let everyone know that all our VIP members like squirrels and nuts.
They do. So that's also
nuts.
really, really amazing.
I'm sure they do. However,
they like squirrels and
foremost,
nuts. We got to be very clear.
Yep. They write and they perform awesome music. They're constantly putting out new things. Many of them do tons of live performances. They're in and out of winning contests. They are awesome, awesome artists. So make sure you check them out. If you forget who they are or where to find them, like I said, you could type in their names in Facebook in the search bar, or you can go ahead and go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, scroll down to the bottom, and you'll find each and every one of them there with clickable links. All right, so
indeed,
that's what I have for the VIP members, and I'm going to go ahead and send the hot potato mic back to you, Josie.
Thank you so much. All right, once again here, I want to just let all of you know who our upcoming guests are. So next week, though, will be our four-year anniversary celebration. So tune in for that one because, you know, you never know who will be calling in. And, you know, if my producers know, they sure won't tell me. So I'm going to be pretty surprised, just like you listeners out there. So it's going to be really, really great. So you never know who will call in. And it could be one of your favorites. You never know. You never know. Usually
yeah,
at our anniversary.
Yeah, we should do that show from the bathroom where it all started.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, please no. Please no. But usually our anniversary shows have, you know, a lot of really cool, you know, past guests and occasionally new guests that, you know, aren't, you know, haven't been on the show yet, but they're coming up. So it'll be definitely filled with a lot of
noise. And we'll probably have an obnoxious squirrel.
And an obnoxious squirrel will be there as well, you know, your favorite, Peanut, and his crew. So it's going to be real good. It's going to be real good. Yeah, Peanut has a crew, okay? He does, all right? Don't make fun, all right? I love it. But, yes, it's going to be great. So that is next Friday, our four-year anniversary celebration. And also, once again, I just want to tell you who our upcoming VIP members, special edition episodes are. Sorry. mess up, blooper. So, yes, our next special edition episodes guests are going to be on October 7th is going to be our 14th episode of Special Edition, the Just Show Special Edition, and it's going to be with Kevin Skinner, who won America's Got Talent. And on October 21st, for our 15th Special Edition episode, we will bring you a live interview with Caroline Cole. So we got that, and I'm very excited. So just keep tuning in, josieshow.com. And until then, we will chat with you. You know, we have Facebook, facebook.com/Josie Show is our official Facebook page, and facebook.com/Josie, we'll just type in my name, Josie Pasentino, and I'll pop up in the search name. I have so many sites, I don't even remember the URL anymore for most of them. But also twitter.com/Josie Pasentino, twitter.com/Josie Show, and those are pretty much the main ones. So please check it out, and josieshow.com. So until then, we'll chat with you soon. All right, good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Josie Show. Mwah!